Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. With the rise of parental screening, or prenatal screening tests across Europe and America, the number of babies born with Down syndrome has significantly decreased. No, that's not right. The number of babies has not significantly decreased. The number of babies have been the subject of a genocide campaign. They have been the subject, or you could say it's the killing is genocidal, and what inspires or what drives the genocide is what's called eugenics. Margaret Sanger would be so proud. Oh, you get rid of all the Down syndrome. Oh, well, praise God. Of course, God won't be praised because God created the Down syndrome children. Hemi Rebel, wrong. Raul, wrong. Josh Will, wrong. Raul, wrong. Kermit, wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong. Better Church, please. I want the prize. Since prenatal screening tests were introduced in Iceland in the early 2000s, the vast majority of women, now listen to this, close to 100% who received a positive test for Down syndrome terminated their pregnancy. While the tests are optional, the government states that all expectant mothers must be informed about availability of screening tests which reveal the likelihood of a child being born with Down syndrome. Around 80 to 85% of pregnant women choose to take the prenatal screening test, according to Landspítali University Hospital in Reykjavik. Screaming, screaming, Nazi evil here. Now, this is what happens when parenthood and when fathering and mothering became a function, not of love, not of charity, and not of hope, but of desire, but of satisfaction, but of convenience, but of, dare I say, ego. Because what drives a person to say, well, my kid's going to come out looking like that? You can count me out. Kill it. Pull the plug. Pull the plug? Yeah, come on. Do what you guys do. Boil it. Kill it. Stick a drill in the back of its head.
Pull the trigger.
Pull the trigger.
Scramble it a bit.
Sick.
Indeed.
Back to the story. CBS News on assignment headed to Iceland with CBS News correspondent Elaine Quijano to investigate what's factoring into the high termination rate. I'll tell you what's factoring into the high termination rates. Diabolic activity and a withdrawal of the force that would combat it. In other words, where's the faith? All right, JPK, you are almost on. Wait a minute. We have a winner. Who inspired most of the science fiction writers? Sergeant, USMC, chat room, from the writings, church fathers, and popes. Bingo. Exactly right. Why? Because the popes are granted what? Vision. Inspired by what entity? What deity? The Holy Spirit. What does it tell them? What's going to happen in the future? That's what it tells them. Why does it tell them that? So they can warn man not to fall for it and fall into the sin. It only makes sense as you're a science fiction writer. Start reading encyclicals from the 18th century if you want to know what's going to happen in the 19th. Did Pope Leo XIII call it, or did he call it? Did Pope St. Pius X call it, or did he call it? Say the same for the Pius the 11th, Pius the 12th, John the 23rd, John Paul the 2nd. What do they say? What's going to happen to the world if it does X? This is going to happen. What will happen to man if he's not shackled and not restrained by this? That will happen. All it is an extension of what happens after mortal sin. Especially after some act no longer is considered a mortal sin. Like homosexuality. If you think the killing of Downs babies is shocking, genocidal, and demonic, where do you see what happens when the rest, or when other maladies can allegedly be predicted? You see, so much pride that's going into this. Well, I don't want to, my life is important. I'm not spending my life raising some retardo kid. I mean, just imagine this thought problem. That's a child, for heaven's sake. It's got a soul. Got a soul. Where'd that come from? I don't know. They ain't got no soul no more. Anyways, that I ain't got time for that. I got NASCAR to watch. In Iceland, the women and the men, the medical community are doing the dirty work of Mangala, Hitler, and all the rest of them. And nobody's raised. You know what the sub headline on Twitter was? You know what the sub headline on Twitter was? Should the rest of the world follow suit? That's the question. The reason CBS went to go cover it was so they could add this beautiful patina to it. Oh, look at those ugly Down syndrome men. Look at those beautiful white, blue-eyed, blonde-haired kids that have no Downs, no deformities. Yeah, those parents are proud. So you mean if your kid doesn't come out to be Miss America, you're not proud? I mean, just how does this thought even begin? It obviously begins with the idea that this isn't a privilege that God has granted to man. No. This is an option. You don't have to go be fruitful and multiply and all that. Man, it's all fuddy-duddy stuff. We don't need that anymore. Using an ultrasound, blood test, and the mother's age, the test called the combination test determines whether the fetus will have a chromosome abnormality, the most common of which results in Down syndrome. Children born with this genetic disorder have distinctive facial issues and a range of developmental issues. So wait a minute. I have a big nose, I'm told, and I have a very small chin. You know, I wish my mother, not today, I'm being facetious here. I wish my mother would have told me, what? Weak chin, big nose? Kill it. Come on. Hey, Dad. Hey, Fred, let's try again. We're going to go back and try another one and try to get a regular-sized nose and a nice chin. Thank you very much, Duck. Bye-bye. By the by, it's one of the reasons why the story of little Christian Buchanan, which you heard here in June of this year on this Crusade Channel. We went all the way to Orlando, Florida to go to the Pro-Life Women's Conference. And the upshot of what we got out of it was to meet Lacey and Christian, Christian's mother. As a matter of fact, Midas Church now has become big buddies with the Buchanans and tells me often of what young Christian is doing. Now, for those of you that haven't heard the story, Lacey underwent one of these tests and was told that young Christian, or the baby Christian, the fetus, was going to come out horribly disfigured and would have the most extreme case of cleft palate imaginable. Imaginable. Can't imagine a case of cleft palate this bad. And then it was the Buchanans were told young Christian would not have any eyes. No eyes. Cleft palate. Undaunted. The Buchanans pressed on. Christian was born disfigured, as was predicted. And then the love of a pair of parents and family and the miracle of modern medicine helped to construct a face and to put the pieces into place so he had a palate. And then all the rest of it, and I can't remember how many dozens of surgeries, lots. Lots of surgeries. I interviewed that kid. You heard it. I had some questions. Now, he has no eyes. And again, he's still, you know, you look at him and go, okay, that kid's had a rough life. You know, you'd never know it. As a matter of fact, here's an update. Update. Do you know? Of course, most of you wouldn't know. I need to get Lacey on and I'll talk to her about this. Young Christian is now taking self-defense classes and learning karate. Now, just imagine, he's blind. He has no eyes. Not just blind, he doesn't have eyes. That doesn't stop that kid from anything, including now learning to read Braille. Now, I bring this up, and Mrs. Church pointed this out the other day, and it almost brought both of us to tears, because Lacey post things on Pride Book about her son often. And she's very, very proud of her son. Not proud in the sense of bad pride, fond of his, let's say fond of God's grace working through him. How about that? Happy with God's grace working through that boy. What's the upshot of that? All those experiences that she and Mr. Buchanan and the other siblings, who are fine, have got to share with their brother. You don't get any of that. Well, no, we terminated that. He wasn't going to bring any joy to anyone's life. Really? What do you call all that? What about the joy brought to the karate instructor who sees young Christian and goes, okay, this is not going to be my normal instruction, but yeah, okay, I'm game. And then watches that kid, you know, maneuver this obstacle course, and then actually is attempting to learn how to defend himself and some martial arts as best he can, given his limitations. What about the joy that the karate inspector has, and any of the other people that have come into contact with that kid? I personally know three of you, at least three of you, that have contacted me in the last decade. One of you recently here that have told me, shared, I have photographs. Listeners of the Crusade Channel have sent me of their children who are Downs. They don't refer to them as an it or a problem. It's the exact opposite. They have names. Mary is one of them. They have life stories. They have family photographs that the kids are in. They're always smiling. This is diabolical. It doesn't get any more evil or demonic than this. An entire nation now trying to rid itself, so filled with its own sense of superiority, its own pride, killing the innocent and defenseless little children of God that God blessed with the challenge of down.